Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Elon Musk was eccentric. Wait till you hear what his dad is up to.
And Kate Beckinsale has an interesting new friend. We'll see how you guys feel about this.
And later, I'm talking to Yara Shahidi and Marcus Scribner about season 5 of their show, Grownish.
Brad and Gary are out, but joining us again is attorney, author, and juicy Georgia Beach.
Hello.
Phaedra Parr.
Hey.
It's great to be back,
guys. All right, Phaedra. And not only you, Phaedra, you gorgeous woman, but our favorite bickering couple, Heidi and Frank, are here.
Yes, we are. You're in for a good one.
The love is real.
It is real. Real bad. Welcome to this station. Let's get right into it. And let's start with Frank because he's bragging about something he's got. It's
yes,
juicy.
I have it in my hand right here.
We got it.
Now, let's just jump right in with a dish
debate. All right.
Yes, we are. Okay, this one is inspired by Bruce Springsteen and Lea Michele.
Nice.
Of course. Okay. They're not having a smash alert.
I hope not.
This is about the tickets for the Boss's upcoming tour. They just went on sale with some of the seats going for $4,400.
Wow.
And fans are upset about that.
That's a lot of money.
Meanwhile, Lea Michele will soon take over the lead role in the Broadway show Funny Girl. And resale prices for her opening night go as high as $2,300. Plus a hefty service fee.
Really?
Oh, that's
to see Lea Michele?
Do you all think these prices are crazy, or is it to be expected with inflation?
You know, I think Ticketmaster needs to be stopped because, like, you know, you think you're buying, like, a low-price ticket in the beginning, and they add all these extra fees to
the service
on top of these tickets being high.
It's crazy.
Okay, who would you pay $4,400 to see?
Pink.
Pink?
Jesus.
Wow. Even right now?
Front row seats to the Rolling Stones or something, I would do
Rolling
that.
Rolling Stones?
Yeah. Okay. Front row.
Tina Turner. I pay to see Tina Turner.
Ooh, Tina.
That's a good one.
If I'm paying $4,400, you got to let me up there with you. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
me a kazoo or banjo. Let me get down.
To Tina Turner.
And I really want to see Headcrack doing that dance.
Oh, that Tina Turner
shimmy there. Okay, we hear a lot about women's booties on this show, but not so much about men's. Well, Taron Egerton, who stars in the new show Blackbird, described his own backside and how it factors into the type of clappas he likes on a woman.
Clappas?
I've never heard that term to describe a woman's booty.
Watch a woman clap.
How, Tanner? How are you?
It's like this.
Wow. You know, so, Tanner, can you hit us with a quote in your best British accent?
Best British, hold on.
Yikes.
British, hello, Gov. Sure thing, bro. I've got a big butt, quite a big round butt. I can't be with a woman who's got a small one. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to balance out when we're walking away.
Jesus.
Open hands, it's a couple, it won't work.
Did a dingo eat your baby?
No, it's very different.
We live in a timeline where Australia overtook the UK.
Exactly, yes.
Wow.
Guys, HK, Frank, Chewy. If you got a big booty, you want your woman to have a big booty, too?
That's too much.
As a guy, I wouldn't want to have a big butt.
Thank
you. Know what I'm saying?
Right. I know some women that refuse to date guys that have a bigger butt than them.
I've heard that before with women. We both
have. Maybe you guys can speak on this. I think that's why a lot of guys do sag their pants, because if they do have that juicy booty, they're like, I'm going to sag my pants.
Really? That's me. I've got that juicy.
You got a juicy double?
I got that really juicy double.
My daughter, when she was like in seventh grade, brought her little boyfriend over, and the first time I ever met him, and he had a mom's ass.
You know what I mean? That's like hair shaped.
Yeah, and so I always called him Mom Ass Ray after that. And because my daughter was like very small petite, but his mom ass just stood out so much more.
Oh,
so I think that's why he's like, I can't have a small butted woman because it's going to make my butt look even more
feminine. I want to be the curvy one in the relationship as a woman.
Thank you.
Hi, Mom Ass Ray.
Hey, Mom Ass Ray.
Hey, Mom Ass Ray.
How you doing?
So, Frank, with you calling your daughter's boyfriend mom ass, Are they still together?
No, they broke up shortly
after. They probably did it.
I ruined that.
I wonder why.
He's such a great boy.
One day he's going to be soccer mom ass Ray.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Frank, listen up. Now, we all know your favorite, Kate Beckinsale, is a foxy lady.
She's bad.
But recently she took that to the next level.
Yeah.
Kate encountered a wild baby fox outside the door of her mother's London home. And she did what I would do. So Kate Beckinsale and I do have that one thing in common.
She ate it?
She gave it to
She ate the fox?
She killed it and ate it.
No, she killed it and ate it.
No, she fed it some food. The fox became friendly with Kate and her parents, so she nicknamed her little buddy Peepo. Now, after some criticism, she did take down some of the posts. But Frank, see, Kate Beckinsale really not on my radar so much, but now I see this video of her with the fox, and I do feel, because I rescue animals. I feel a kinship with her. Does this make her sexier to you, Frank?
No, because I'm with a woman who, I mean, we have so many animals. Like, she will take everything in. Like, if there's a dog walking down the street and there's nobody around, like, no owner, but we'll have to stop.
If I circle your house, would you bring me in the house? And
she would. His wife would.
I know, maybe if Kate's like that, I'll be sleeping on her stoop, dressed as a little raccoon, you know, little mask.
You are
on,
jealous. You're jealous of the fox. Oh, yeah. I can tell. You're jealous of the
fox. I'll give her the rabbit ears.
I'll be like, yo, is that Frank in a raccoon suit?
I didn't know Frank was a furry.
That's Frank. Yeah. That's Frank, bro.
All right, moving along. Today in gross news, Elon Musk's father, Errol Musk, who's 76 years old, recently shared that he's fathered a secret love child in 2019 with none other than his stepdaughter.
Maybe you don't share those type of things. They just find out after an investigation.
No, right?
Yeah.
That sounds about white. Come on.
Sounds about white. Unfortunately, this story just gets worse.
Oh, wait, hang on a second. He's raised her since she was 4 years old.
Yikes.
Oh, he's been her daddy, stepdad, since she was four.
Disgusting.
That is so gross.
What else is gross, Tanner?
Well, buckle up.
Not buckle up.
Now he's claiming that he's been asked to donate his sperm to create a new generation of Elons, as he told reporters.
Wow.
Quote, I've got a company in Colombia who want me to donate sperm to impregnate high-class Colombian women because they say, why go to Elon when they can go to the actual person who created Elon?
Why
is
Colombia?
Is that what they're saying?
He also added that he was not promised any payment for his services. If he agreed, he would receive other perks like free flight and World's Creepiest Person Award.
Oh my gosh.
Phaedra, I'm curious. You know a lot of housewives. Which one do you think would take Errol up on his sperm offer?
Kenya?
Now I'm not going to be shady. I resist the
temptation. Just hum the name. Just hum it.
The same name.
Well, it's a lot of thirsty housewives, so I'm sure.
All right, which Dish Nation host would take him up on
Dish Nation?
Say that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Gary's not here, so we can say anything.
Yeah. Gary would probably.
Gary's going to have Elon's baby. Ooh, Errol's baby.
Well, Phaedra is not giving up anything, but Erica Jane does not want to cough up any cash for her estranged husband, Tom Girardi. I know, Phaedra. She shared on the latest episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that she is in no rush to divorce her ex because if she does, she will have to pay him alimony. Oh, my God.
It is cheaper to keep him.
Sounds like it.
She got all the money, right? She got all the money.
Sorry, ladies. You got to pay for our lifestyles, too.
If we want equality, we can't pick and choose.
No. Right. Who been asking for equality?
Who been asking for equality? I'm not. I'd like y'all to open the doors for me and give me some money.
I was never asking for equality with a man. I'm not asking for equality.
Exactly. I'm not asking that type of equality, honey. Keep me unequal. Keep me bound.
Now, the thing about it is when he was making money, if she divorced him, she would not have to pay him alimony. But because he's now broke, because he just swindled everybody out of their money, she absolutely would. I would stay with him.
I would stick beside him, child.
You can pay me $500, and I'll oil every step in that house, and she won't have to pay me very long.
Straight up.
Yep. Up next, Alicia Silverstone has a sleeping buddy. We're not talking about a teddy bear. It's a doozy of a story, and we're going to explain it after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, everybody. Well, Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right. Well, you know, it seems like Alicia Silverstone loves to hibernate with her bear.
Hello, me too.
What am I talking about? Well, it's not a real bear, obviously. Oh. It's her 11-year-old son named Bear. And during a recent interview, Alicia revealed that she is still co-sleeping with her preteen son because of the primal instinct of a mother to keep her baby close to
them. No, please.
It really is. It's weird.
Yes, it's weird.
It's weird. I don't know, man.
My son's just turned 18, and we were going to go out of town, so we went to the grocery store. Okay. He says, okay, you know, you got to do some grocery shopping for yourself because we're going to be out of town. And he had no idea how to do one part of grocery shopping.
What? That's on you.
That's on you.
There's being 18 and not having all your adult responsibilities figured out. Then there's being an 11-year-old and sleeping with your mom still. Like,
and the things are going to happen at that time.
That
I would lose
lines.
My if I was staying over at a woman's house and her 11 or 12-year-old son wanted to, like, come try to get in bed.
Oh, you don't mind? He sleeps with him every night. You don't mind, do you?
That's so incredibly creepy.
And he's right between us.
Yeah, or even if they were younger and she was still breastfeeding.
He takes the
pulled
man's hand.
He's
like, no, don't touch her.
Oh, my God.
Alicia Silverstone, I've worked with her on a movie called Beauty Shop. I have to say this. And she had a big, huge German Shepherd. And she said the dog was vegan. Do you know me and Queen Latifah fed that damn dog meat every day?
That dog is hungry. No. That's what that dog is.
If you ask the dog would be like,
Well, you talk about art imitating life. Yet again, another movie has predicted the future. Because it looks like a scene from Don't Look Up, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
That it could be real after all. So this British meteorologist reported on the scorching hot temps rising over the pond and gave a warning to everyone about a possible doomsday.
Jesus.
But the anglers didn't take it too seriously. Look at this.
Oh, we all like nice weather, but this will not be nice weather. This will be potentially lethal weather for a couple of days. It'll be brief, but it'll be brutal.
John, I want us to be happy about the weather and every single... I don't know whether something's happened to meteorologists to make you all a little bit fatalistic and harbingers of doom.
I mean, you're laughing. Now, Don't Look Up was about a comet, but the warning from the anchor about the insane heat wave is just as serious. Remember, you know, how Tyler Perry and that Cate Blanchett, they were, you know, didn't take Jennifer and Leo too seriously?
Yeah. Well, eating their words
they had
now.
To eat their words. Yeah. So you think these anchors are going to have to eat their words once.
Yes. This is real life, y'all. The temperatures on this planet are rising at a crazy level. We got glaciers in Antarctica melting, y'all.
The anchors are probably laughing because they're one of the 5% of residential homes that has actual AC. Yeah. They don't have air conditioning over there.
Oh.
Their homes were built to keep in warmth because it's always been a little bit chilly.
Oh. And you know it's bad over there. Right. They're canceling flights in England because the runways are melting.
What?
Yeah.
No.
The roads are melting?
It's and crazy. That is why you shouldn't make your airport runways off chocolate.
Yeah. The weird thing is that they're all cobblestone runways. That's the weird part.
It's a little rough landing. No, bit of a rough landing.
That's just flying a Spirit on the regular. Everywhere.
Where you applaud when we land? Like, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Sherry, is it hot in New York City right now?
First of all, let me tell you something. It is so hot and it's raining like crazy.
Wow.
It's burning up and it's a storm at the same
That's
time.
That's gross.
If we're not in global warming, I don't know what is.
If you've ever been in New York, when it's hot and rainy and humid, it's gross, y'all.
Oh, my God.
And then you gotta hop on a train. Like,
and
it's the worst.
I gotta take a train home. I gotta take a train back to my place. And it's hot and wet.
Hot rain sounds like a porn title. Oh, come on now.
Up next, Headcrack is going to sit down with Yara Shahidi and Marcus Scribner about their grownish life right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to season 5 of Grownish. We have Yara Shahidi, Marcus Scribner. What up, y'all?
Hey, how are you?
Yo, it was good to see y'all back on television, black on television, and in the promos for the new season, Zoe walks in on her brother Junior having sex. Now, in real life, Yara, what thing has Marcus done that made you realize, you know, he's kind of grownish?
This may sound so basic, but Marcus started driving so much sooner than I did, and we're only a month apart. And I think that was a moment where I'm like, oh, you're grown. I remember seeing the first time you drove to set by yourself, And I was like, you don't have a guardian with you? What are you doing? That was a big realization.
It's hilarious because I saw Yara drive to set alone for the first time recently. And I was like, it felt surreal. Like it felt like I was in a simulation. I could never picture her in a vehicle alone. And I looked through the window and she pulled up and I was like, wow, that was a moment.
Being that y'all done a lot of things together, even this new season, I want to play a quick game with you guys called Same Damn Time. I'm going to throw a question out there and y'all both answer at the same damn time. Okay.
Okay.
Who is most likely to drop out of college first?
Junior.
As a character?
As a character or person?
As a person.
As a
Marcus.
Okay. Who is most likely to cheat on a test? 1, 2, 3, go.
Marcus?
But I don't think you're unethical.
I'm not unethical, but yeah. I'll do anything to succeed. Okay. That made me sound like a villain, but...
But she cleaned it up. It's like unethical. Not a bad person, not a criminal, but
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what most people say in court to get off or get less charged.
Like as a character, Zoe, 100%.
Oh yeah, 100% Zoe.
Okay, so let's put this in a perspective of in real life and your characters. Who is most likely to get their heart broken first? Same damn time. 1, 2, 3.
Junior.
Yara, then Junior.
Yeah, I'd go with that order as well.
Yeah, I'm curious. I don't open up to that many people.
Yeah. So
that would really be crushing if I got my heart broken.
If you could tell your younger character self something about growing up, what would that thing be?
And to continue on the path that he was on and to continue to believe in himself and have confidence and be excited about the things that he was excited about, whether that was wizardry or whatever it ended up being.
Oh, it's such a good question. I mean, I feel like for Zoe, I think to be confident in herself, and that may sound funny, but I feel like Zoe has a lot of bravado, a lot of unearned confidence of like, that's how she gets through the world in tough situations is by seeming like she has it all together.
Well, yo, it's been an amazing ride. Can't wait to see what season 5 has in store. Yara Shahidi, Marcus, yo, continue success, continue being great. And yo, man, you're giving us something to be proud of, man. Grownish,
appreciate
you should tap in only on Freeform.
Thank you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. It's time for Dr. Duke Houser, aka Neil Patrick Harris, has new ink and he wants the world to see it, baby. On a recent trip to London, Neil tatted a rabbit in a magician's hat with a 3 of hearts card on his bicep. Uh-huh. Pretty cool. Now, Neil seems to be impressed by his new ink and he said he's amazed by the detail and hashtag grateful. But what do you guys say, tattoo or tattoo? I like it a lot.
You're giving it a tattoo?
I'm giving it a tattoo. I like it. It's pretty cool.
I like it too. I like the negative aspect of it, whereas like, you know, like the outside was drawn first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the skin is the rabbit.
And the shading.
Yeah.
I like the reverse shading.
I like it too.
You know what, Frank? I don't know. I don't know but we're going to an awful long ends here to talk about the cool thing. I don't think it's a cool tattoo, guys. To me, it's a tattoo.
Yeah.
Tanner, you have no room to talk about a tattoo. I'll show you later. Much like Tanner, I feel like as an almost 50-year-old woman with a lower back tattoo, I shouldn't comment on anything.
Do you still have it?
Oh, yeah, she does.
But I think it's
two clams holding hands looking at a sunset.
Is it supposed to be two clams?
I'm so into bivalve.
But I gotta ask you, is this really shallow? Because I kind of would like his arm to have a little bit more muscles.
But muscly magicians are weird. I only want magicians to be real scrawny.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.